Welcome to your five for the day. On Monday, the 21st of October, 1805, a great battle was fought and won off Cape Trafalgar. The combined French and Spanish fleets were defeated, and the threat of invasion was over. But no one in England knew that yet. With no radios or email, the good news was as yet unknown. The country still lived in fear of invasion. It was HMS Pickle, a schooner, that was detached from the fleet to spread the good news. She fought through a storm in the Bay of Biscay, sailed against the winds all the way into Falmouth on Monday the 4th of November, and her captain rowed flat out, making 21 stops to change horses, arriving in London in the early hours of Wednesday the 6th of November. Only then was the victory known. Only then was the fear dispelled. Only then did the crowds cheer. And when Paul writes in the New Testament of the preaching of the gospel, that is what he has in mind. The word gospel simply means good news. It's the proclamation, literally, of a great victory. And it's such a great victory and such good news that Paul is willing to endure everything that others may obtain this salvation that is in Christ Jesus. He's willing to share in suffering as a good soldier for Jesus Christ because he knows how important the mission is. He's not going to get entangled in other affairs. His desire is to please the one who enlisted him. And he's willing to be disciplined and self-sacrificial like an athlete. And he's willing to work hard like a farmer. The good news must be spread. For how can people call on the name of Jesus if they've never heard of his victory? And how can they hear of his victory unless people are willing to go and speak and explain and implore and plead? How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who preach the good news. HMS Pickle brought mixed news. A battle had been won, but a hero had been lost. Nelson, in the moment of victory, had himself been defeated by death. Our news is good news. Jesus has won. The dragon is slain. Death is swallowed up in victory. Come to me, all you who are weary, says Jesus, and I will give you rest. Whoever believes in me, says the victorious champion, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. The church for 2,000 years has been spreading the good news. We haven't always done a great job, for sure. But the good news is good news, even when it's badly told. The great battle has been won. The good news must be spread. That's why we present your five for today for everyone to celebrate this amazing good news. The gospel bells are ringing over land from sea to sea. Blessed news of free salvation do they offer you and me. For God so loved the world that his only Son he gave. Whosoever believeth in him, everlasting life shall have. Thank you for listening. God bless you.